Quinshon Jenkins ran for 800 yards and 7 touchdowns as a rookie workhorse on one of the worst passing offenses in football, and the market has priced him almost exactly where he finished. No discount to sell you, no overpay to flag, just a real workload and a clear bet on the offense around him. The Muff 2026 preview. The rookie season was a true lead back load. 230 carries, 827 yards, 7 rushing touchdowns, 26 catches, 12-1 a game, RB26 per game over 14 games. The signature was a 3-touchdown explosion against Miami in week 7, a 26-point day. And the efficiency was respectable given the context, 69 yards over expected, 29th of 49 backs, just above the line. At a 3.6 yards per carry average, that was more about loaded boxes than missed reads because nobody respected Cleveland's passing game. The arc is one season, so there's nothing to trend yet, and that matters because the temptation with a productive rookie back is to pencil in the year to leap. We tested that pattern and it didn't hold, so the jump isn't something the data licenses. What we can see is a genuine workhorse role and a touchdown share, 25%, that sits below our fade line, so the 7 scores aren't a regression trap either. What the data says, this is a real lead back whose rookie production matches his price. There's no pattern firing in either direction. He's a volume back on a bad offense, and his 2026 hinges almost entirely on whether that offense improves, which is a bet on context, not a read on him. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is mildly encouraging. Judkins is the clear lead back with Dylan Sampson in a third down role. The offense runs through Todd Monken's run heavy scheme, and a new quarterback in Shedeur Sanders should, if it works, lighten the boxes Judkins ran into all year. He's reportedly healthy with his explosion back after a late season injury. More respect for the passing game is the single thing that unlocks his ceiling. The price, pick 55, the 24th back. Verdict, no call. He finished RB26. He's priced RB24. And that's the market fairly paying for a workhorse role with room for the offense to grow. The counter, briefly, if Cleveland's passing game takes a step and the boxes lighten, the same carries get more valuable and the price looks cheap. If it stays broken, you've paid a fair price for a grinder. A real roll at a fair number, pay it without anxiety, just don't expect a bargain. September watch, the box counts and the passing game respect with Sanders, Judkins is solved, the offense is the variable, and the goal line roll where 7 touchdowns can grow with volume, your guys every week, next preview's cued.